This is Christopher Perrin with InsideClassicalEd.com. What follows is an interview with James K.A. Smith, professor of philosophy at Calvin College and author of Desiring the Kingdom, Worship, Worldview, and Cultural Formation. In this particular audio clip, James K.A. Smith speaks about how neuroscience seems to confirm Aristotle and Aquinas and character formation. Here's Jamie Smith.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see how contemporary cognitive science, neuroscience, a lot of work in psychology now is sort of proving Aristotle right and proving Aquinas right. Because what we are getting now is basically a sort of an empirical account of why habits, practices, imitation all have deeply formative roles in shaping our orientation to the world. It's kind of like what we're getting is the science of character. And from the appreciation of, say, mirror neurons, which prime us to want to imitate those who are in front of us, which then explains Aristotle's account of that if I want to learn to be virtuous, one of the best things I can do is imitate the virtuous person who's the model and exemplar of that. In contemporary psychology, we have a renewed appreciation, or a new appreciation, for the a kind of unconscious, which is not a Freudian unconscious, but just the sense that so much of our being in the world, so much of our action in the world, is governed by automated behaviors, which we don't really think through, we don't deliberate about, which we acquired through repetitive practice, and then get sort of inscribed into our automated processes, so now that we can go about our day reflecting on a small bit of what we do, and the rest sort of runs on its own. Not because it's hardwired, but because we've absorbed that into our automated consciousness. I think that just helps explain and maybe prompts us to take seriously the role of repetitive, shared, embodied social practices as part of the strategy of an education, which is ultimately a pedagogy of desire. That's trying to train and orient our loves. I mean, I don't think we have to do that because scientists are now shown us to it. It's just sort of confirmed the wisdom of the ancient tradition for us in a new way.
James K.A. Smith on neuroscience and character formation. Additional portions of this interview with James K.A. Smith can be found on the web at InsideClassicalEd.com.